WTIP is hoping to bring more local voices to the air through the new Community Producers Project. As part of this project, WTIP is offering an open house and workshop to learn about recording for radio. Joining us now are Patrick Knight, Community Producers Project Coordinator, and Deb Benedict, WTIP Station Manager. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So tell us a little bit about the Community Producers Project. What's the focus?
Well, we want to increase involvement from different communities within Cook County, as well as, you know, diversifying the voices and the producers that are on air here, as well as creating web content.
And you're offering a workshop for recording for radio. What can participants expect to learn?
I think the first thing we'll learn is how to prepare, you know, like the media that you save your recordings to, just getting those things cleaned up and ready to be recorded to. Then how to turn on, we have a fleet of these little portable recorders that people can take out and do an interview in their house or at a coffee shop. So learning how to operate that outside of the studio on your own. And then how to export what you've recorded to a computer to edit it.
So do they need any experience working with recorders or computers or radio equipment to take part in this?
I would say you probably want to be able to operate a mouse and a keyboard, but you don't really need any audio experience at all.
Okay, so all levels welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess who are you looking to attend? I mean, is this for all age groups, all occupations?
Everybody, okay. Yes.
You know, this is a really exciting project for us. We did get a grant from Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation in Duluth to help us do this. And over the years, we've been noticing that more and more people, our volunteers or folks that aren't even involved with the station, want to bring information, bring content, share things with our community. It meets our mission statement. WTIP connects, reflects, and builds community on the North Shore of Lake Superior. And we really felt that we wanted to put more energy into this to get more people involved, to create content for audio and video and website enhancement. And so folks have been coming in and working with Matthew and Veronica and Martha, but we wanted to get somebody that could be available
24/7.
No, I was going to say that, Patrick, but not 24/7. But a lot of the time, for folks to work with. I think a great example of this is the eighth graders that we have involved with our youth radio project right now. If folks want to go to our youth radio page and click on and hear some of the things that our kids have been producing, it's just phenomenal. They've been writing commentary. They've been doing interview. Lyndon Blomberg did a great interview with Joe Buttweiler about broadband and the update on that. And so there's so many different things that people talk about in our community and or want to share. Just like Fred Smith from up on the Gunflint Trail and Steve Ramberg and Bill Hansen, you know, they contribute weekly commentaries to us. And so we want to get more people engaged in doing that. Tina Krause most recently has started to, she wants it to be a series called Stage Door. And she does interviews with folks at the Playhouse and new things that are the Playhouse is bringing to the community. So we want to encourage people to get involved, to bring your perspectives, bring your interests, bring your opinions to WTIP. And Patrick is the man to show you how to do it. He's got a good program set up, and this first workshop is one that will introduce people to how to use this type of equipment and going out and doing field recording.
So when people want to get involved with this project, how much can they expect to contribute? Are you looking for weekly contributions, or is it as little or as much as you want?
We just know people can't make that commitment. I mean, we're taking this project step by step. And so the first thing is to teach people the basics and the skills and how to put an audio piece together. And so if you have an interest at all and you want to learn these things, come and do it. I think it'll just kind of lead you naturally where you need to be or where you want to go. And we're hoping that some of that is some contributions to WTIP and getting your voice on the air.
And if they want to get involved, who can they contact?
You can send me an email at patrick@wtip.org. or call 387-1070.
We've been talking with Patrick Knight, Community Producers Project Coordinator, and Deb Benedict, WTIP Station Manager, about the Recording for Radio Workshop on Wednesday, February 11th at 6:30, held at the WTIP Studios. For further information, contact Patrick Knight at patrick@wtip.org or call WTIP at 387-1070. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I'm excited for people to come. I'm really excited to meet people and hope to help anybody out there to get your voice on the radio and tell your story.
Yeah, and it's a very exciting project for us. It's very nice to have Patrick on board, who has so many talents and so many skills and is so easy to work with in helping you develop your voice, your audio voice. Audio voice, that's kind of a redundancy.
Works for me.
So anyway, just please give us a call. Like you said, we've got this first initial class set up. If that doesn't work for you, we can work with you one-on-one too. So just give us a call.
Oh, I would like to add that that's kind of the point of this class too, is to meet people, and then eventually we will be working one-on-one to mentor people through the program.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like an awesome project. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.